Deodorant is a chemical concoction designed to prevent perspiration and its associated aromas, especially the emanations of the apocrine glands in the armpits. It is a chemical dose of denial, a way of keeping inconvenient realities out of smell and out of mind. From colonial days, Americans have turned up their noses at the olfactory products of perspiration. Until the 19th century, they coped by bathing frequently or by applying perfumes to disguise the disgusting odor of the human body. Modern deodorants date to 1888, when mum became the first word in antiperspirants. Early deodorants were creams applied by hand, but American fastidiousness has led to applicators as ingenious as sticks, roll-ons, and sprays, including aerosols. During the 20th century, as Americans moved from farm to city and from factory to office, deodorants allowed the upper classes to look down their noses at the working people who still performed manual labor. Increasingly, Americans distinguished both between white collar and blue collar, and between white shirt and yellow armpit. In this new social order, the absence of odor marked the presence of civilization. Indeed, when Dr. America applies his deodorant, he participates in a whole cultural process of natural suppression. Like agricultural pesticides, deodorants are an attempt to keep nature in its place. The crack research team of the American Studies Museum has discovered, for example, that most organic things smell. But civilization tries to disguise or devalue these smells. Civilized people, therefore, distance themselves from things that offend their olfactory sense, like factories and garbage dumps and toilets and people. Deodorants are also a telling symptom of Western dualism, in which body and mind or body and spirit are seen as essentially opposites. In this duel of dualism, deodorants are a matter of mind over matter, an attempt to redeem the imperfections of the human body. Like cosmetics and diets and skin creams, deodorants tell Americans that they can't be somebody until they improve and purify their natural body. People today buy deodorant, however, less to support Western civilization than to suppress both bacterial action and social reactions. The active chemical ingredient of modern deodorants is aluminum zirconium tetrachlorohydrexgly. The active cultural ingredient is embarrassment and shame, derived from a conformist need to fit into the group. The manifest function of deodorant is to keep the self from sweating, but the latent function is to keep other people from talking and to help the self win friends and influence people. We learn the cultural significance of other people's social reactions from the main form of American drama, the television advertisement. Even more than theaters, advertisers produce little dramas that depict and reproduce the anxieties which their products allay. For less than the price of a speed stick, we daily see incipient tragedies in which a business presentation or a romantic moment is threatened by signs of perspiration. Laced with a language of euphemism and allegory, these advertisements offer these compromised characters product salvation, the redemption of the self by the purchase off the shelf. The names of our deodorants reveal their cultural meanings. Mum and secret suggest, as advertisers teach us, that body odor is a shameful and unspeakable taboo. Right guard and ban offer the bold protection we seek from bacteria and from the rude people who would surely demean us for our fragrances. Sure and suave promise the security and assurance that preserve us, and not just our underarms, from the insecurities that are sold to us in ads. Brute and active blue suggest that even active men should be concerned about perspiration, while Lady Mitchum and Lady Speedstick confirm that you can sell a woman's version of a man's product, but not vice versa. Soft and dry and arid and dry idea reinforce the idea that it is a good thing to convert organic life, which is inescapably wet, into inorganic existence, which is deadly dry. Success, we say in America, is 5% inspiration and 95% perspiration. But we don't, apparently, care to sniff the sweet smell of success. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America holding his nose.